Good morning, everyone. Today, in the gospel reading we just had from Luke, this is the only time in the entire Bible that God does what? Yes, for my son. And then he says, you are my son, the beloved. And the final thing he says, God says is, I'm sorry? He says, with you I am well pleased. With you I am well pleased. Now, have your parents or godparents ever told you that? No? Guys. You're going to have to remedial parenting class. Well, I'm sure your parents tell you they love you, or your grandparents tell you they love you. Has anyone ever had a grandparent tell you that they love you? Good. I see a lot of yes, I see a lot of hands up. I'm glad that you're glad. I'd love to see that. Especially these two guys, I'm particularly glad to see that. Now, when they told you that, what did you do to deserve that? What have you done to make them say, I love you? I'm open to any answers. Yes, be yourself. Okay, what is yourself like? Whoa, that was so great. I love you because you treat people how they want to be treated. I'm just going to give you this and you can preach. That was really good. Anyone else, what have you done to deserve that? To deserve your parents or your grandparents' love? Be a good person. Be a good person, that's pretty good, yeah. Try your best, these are all good answers. But probably your parents or your grandparents told you they loved you just because of who you are, right? Now, when God tells Jesus, you are my beloved, with you I am well pleased, what did Jesus just done to deserve that kind of love? He did something good. What did he do? Who knows what he did? Got baptized. Was that challenging for Jesus? Was that difficult? Was that hard work? No, it wasn't hard work. What else did he do? Did he heal someone? Did he give them sight of the blind? Did he just exercise the demon? Did he just walk on water? He went on the water to get baptized. That's right. He hadn't done anything yet, really, other than get baptized, right? Because when does this happen in his ministry? Julius, when does this happen in his ministry? It's the beginning of the day. It happens right at the beginning of his ministry. He hadn't done anything yet. He hadn't accomplished anything yet, other than get baptized. Now, what did being baptized show? When Jesus got baptized, what did that show his heavenly Father? What did that show God? Why did Jesus get baptized? John, does anyone know? Did John tell me about to get baptized? Does anyone know what John said to Jesus when Jesus came to be baptized by John? I love this, by the way. What does John say? Right, John says, no, you should be baptized in me. This is like Tom Brady coming and asking for quarterback lessons from you. It doesn't make any sense. You know Tom Brady? We'll talk later. That sounds great. I think Tom Brady's playing later, isn't he? I'll make sure you're all on that. Right, So this is being baptized on the part of Jesus. Jesus being baptized showed that he wants to follow God's path, wants to follow in God's path. He hadn't done anything yet, but it was his aim, his intention, it was his goal to do that. And he's also prayed, by the way. After he prayed, that's what God says, if you want to know please. So God loves Jesus, not because he's accomplished all by yet, but of course he goes on to accomplish. Incredible amount. He goes on to succeed, but he hasn't succeeded yet because he hasn't even done anything yet. But God loves him because he set his feet on the path towards God. And that's why God loves us as well. Not because we've accomplished anything, but because we've sought to God, because we set our feet on the path to God. Does that make sense? All right. Thank you all for coming.